Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Happy Wednesday, Amy.
Happy Wednesday, Kirst. I'm sorry. You make me laugh every time.
So it's fine.
I enjoy it.
Good. I'm glad I make you laugh.
Happy Wednesday, community.
Happy Wednesday, lovely listeners. We know that some people are listening.
Yes, we do. We don't expect everybody to be able to make time every day, but we are enjoying knowing that you are listening. So send us a message if you are. Let us know how you're enjoying our ISO episodes. You may not find them practical. You may just find them company, and that's totally fine too.
We're finding them useful because it means that we get to spend time together every day or every couple of days if we batch record, but we're very, very thankful. Well, yes. I'm very thankful for you for giving me a sanity break.
Yes, I feel like this is like my little self-care routine as well. Like this is what we love doing. And when we can't be in clients' homes, then there's nothing I would prefer to do than drop some episodes for our beautiful people and get some time with you.
Yay. So we're talking about walking today.
We are. This is the best recommendation we can give you. Walking.
Have you been walking during COVID-19?
I have not. Yeah. I've been bum shuffling everywhere. I have not walked in 4 weeks. I just sit on the ground and I just crawl. Or no, I'm being absolutely ridiculous. I have not been on any walks. No, I have not. Oh. Not even one.
Well, my advice to you, Amy, is to get out and go for a 20-minute walk every day.
I don't really love doing that. So in terms of exercise, I've been doing exercise from home. I've got a set up little home, I wouldn't call it a gym, more like a studio setup. And I've been really enjoying that from an exercise perspective.
And what have you been doing? Handstands?
No, I have not been doing handstands and I refuse to do a handstand.
Really? I thought I saw a picture of you doing a handstand.
Oh, okay. All right. I will underdress then. I know what you're getting to. Kirsty wants me to post a photo that I sent her of me doing a handstand. I sent it to her via Messenger and thought, I'm not going to put this in the community, but she's clearly wanting me to. Is that correct?
Is that okay, Amy?
All right. Okay. I thought I got away with it. I will put my handstand in the community group. If you're not in our Facebook community, just search the Art of Decluttering community and you will see my handstand. But you guys, so we haven't been going for family walks or anything. The kids are much happier playing basketball outside and basketball inside than they are in going for a walk. So we're not really a walkie-walkie family. We do tend to do our exercise and outlet other ways, and we are being outside. We're just not combining the two into a walking outside. But your family, however, are doing lots of it.
Yes, we're trying to. We're getting out most days, particularly maybe not so – we may or may not during these school holidays that are upon us, but we have been out most days while their kids were at school because we needed them to get some energy expended before they sat down at school.
Well, that's true, actually, Kirst. I did say to the boys, because we go back to school today and we are actually recording this before Wednesday just because we know that Wednesday is going to be crazy. I did say to them, both of you usually walk to school, so maybe we will do a little bit of a walk so that your brains get into that habit. So maybe it'll change when we're not on holidays.
Yeah, and maybe it will change for us now that we are.
Yeah.
So, but we did go, we went for a bushwalk on East Good Friday. We went and just went fairly local, like very locally, but we did get in the car and drive there. So it was lovely. And the kids annoying me, not annoying me, that's not what I was trying to say, although they are.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, they're nagging me to get out most days, but they're also loving getting out in the backyard playing cricket too.
Yeah.
So that is their exercise, and that's like we're trying to get this episode recorded so I can do just that. But I was reading Gretchen Rubin's email today, or no, on the weekend, and it was talking about how she is doing this 20 minute walk every day for 2020.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I thought, oh, I might share that with everybody to encourage everybody to just do a 20 minute walk. Like it can be just around the block, if you know, obviously, if you're capable of walking. And yeah, I thought I would maybe challenge you, Amy. I know walking's not your thing, and it's not, to be honest, it's not my thing either. Like I enjoy it if I've got adult company.
Right. So walking with a girlfriend is much more attractive, or walking with Simon, than going for a walk with the kids.
Yeah, although that has been fun during this COVID-19. So I am enjoying walking with the kids. They make me laugh. Good. They're at a very, very funny age at the moment. Like where they're just, they've both got incredible wit and humour. And so they're, oh my goodness, like on Friday night we had Friday night. Oh, every day was bleeding into one. On Friday night we had a sleepover in our lounge room. And that was super fun. And we were laughing, like wetting ourselves laughing. And Oliver was laughing. And you know when people have that, like have got their sillies on so much that they come out with really funny laughing?
Mm.
Like that happened. And so we were all just laughing at Oliver laughing because his laughter was so silly. So
that's awesome.
That was super fun. But they are getting to this really interesting age where they're coming out with some incredible things. So the walk is helping to bring that out. Although, as I mentioned the other day, the walk is also helping to bring out their grumpiness. And even today I've asked them to go for a walk and they're like, oh, we don't want to. Can we just play cricket in the backyard? But I really want to go for a walk. So we'll see. Anyway.
See how you go.
Yeah. So I just wanted to use this topic to have a chat to you, obviously, but also to encourage people that that is something that we have at our disposal at the moment. We can't go to the gyms, we can't necessarily do our normal exercise routine, but we can go for a walk around the block and we can spend time with at least one other person walking.
Yeah. And you can, if you are a Melbourneite, this won't come difficult to you. If you're a Sydney-sider, this may be more difficult, but you can just smile at people when you're passing them at a 2 metre distance. Just smile and say, top of the morning to you. Or you could just say hi.
Or you could say, good Wednesday.
Good Wednesday. See, you can, and it is just that nice way of connecting and sharing some smiles with people that you don't know. But do keep your distance, obviously. When you are walking, don't pass people at a, 30-centimetre gap. Give them birth and say hello to people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Because you let told me, explain, tell.
Let me explain why Amy made that comment about Sydney Siders, because I shared with Amy what my experience of Sydney has been like. We moved up here 10 years ago exactly this week, and when we moved up, we had a young 9-month-old and we would go for walks every afternoon, and we would often go for walks. So we'd go for walks and we'd pass people and they wouldn't even say hi to us. And I was like, whoa, this is strange. And because in Melbourne, when you go for a walk, you say hi to everybody, whether you know them or not. You acknowledge them with a hello, a nod of the head, a smile, a wave. You acknowledge them. They could be over the other side of the street. You still acknowledge them. When I moved up to Sydney, and please tell me, Sydney Siders, is this a Sydney Sider thing, or is it a Hills thing, or is it because I just people ignore me? Because for whatever reason.
Yeah, you just look random and scary as people are walking past. So they ignore you, but everybody else in Sydney they say hello to.
Yes. So I want to know, because when I go for a walk, and we've been going, as I mentioned, we've been going for walks, and I thought, hey, this must just be, I'd forgotten, because we're not normal walkers. We don't go for very many walks. We do, but we don't. Anyway. So when we started walking regularly again. That's it. We do go for walks, we just don't do them regularly. So when we started regularly walking again, I was like, oh, it's this whole COVID-19. People are even scared to say hello because, you know, that might give them COVID-19. And I was saying that to my girlfriend Alice the other day, and Alice was like, no, Kirsty, remember it's a Sydney thing. But again, she lives in the hills, so I just want to check, is it a hills thing or is it a Sydney thing? Do you say hi to your people that you walk past when you're out walking? Because in my experience, Sydney Siders, you are rude. You do not say hello to people. You do not acknowledge people. What is with that?
Right, please so explain. It's time to make a difference.
It is, and you, Sydney Siders, can make a difference to other people's days. When you're walking, acknowledge them. Let's start a revival in Sydney of politeness whilst out walking.
Oh, there we go, people. She has called it. She has set down the gauntlet and challenged Sydney Siders to smile and be nice.
Say be more hi, like smile. Melbourne. Be more like the rest of the world.
Be normal.
Be normal. Say, acknowledge people. Say hi to them. Look people in the eyes. Just even smile with your eyes, people. Smile with your eyes.
Yes.
Acknowledge that another human being is existing in your close but not too close proximity. Because my experience has not been very nice in Sydney, and I would love to bring Melbourne to Sydney in that way. Let's be kind, let's acknowledge people, and let's spread joy while we're out walking.
I don't think there's anything I can add to that except to say do what Kirsty says, go for a walk, and see you tomorrow. Like, I think you've just kind of, you've done it.
Yes,
we're done.
I have. Other than gratitude, my friend. Other than gratitude.
Okay. I am grateful for something very, again, frivolous today. I'm grateful for smartphones and the fact that even in those most bored moments, we still have games to our access. So I've been loving a bit of Sudoku while I've been in ISO and doing it on my phone rather than in a paper book. I do have one in a paper book, but it just takes too long. And I'm also enjoying a game called Wordscapes that's like you just, it's like crossword kind of, but you've got to make the words out of a select, it's almost like Boggle actually, Boggle crossword, cross of those two things. So I'm just grateful for that.
I am grateful for, I want to tell you, but then I also want to leave it as a surprise.
Oh.
What to do? You tell me, Amy, flick a coin. Which one does it land on?
I want you to tell me.
Tell or not tell?
Tell. Definitely tell.
Okay. I am enjoying learning the keyboard.
That is the best. Tell me about it.
Well, I downloaded this app So I'm thankful for technology as well. I downloaded an app, but you have to buy more, like you have to spend quite a lot of money for it to teach you any more than like one-handed, like C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah, right, okay.
So I am umming and ahhing about whether to invest in learning more than Ode to Joy.
Awesome. Oh, I'm so excited, Kirst.
But all my music, like learning clarinet in high school, is coming back to me because I can actually read the music a little bit, and it's easy on the piano because you just know that, okay, well, if it's in, if it's a note that goes through a line and then the next note is through another line, it's two keys up.
Like, oh, brilliant.
So the kids have, it's actually, the kids wanted to play with me yesterday, do this app yesterday. And one kid couldn't get the concept of reading sheet music and the other kid could. But it just made me realize that actually that knowledge that I have from 20 years ago is somewhere deep in the recesses of my brain because I've been able to access it and pick up sheet music really easily.
That is the best. I'm so excited for you. I might even play the piano today too because I haven't played for about 20 years.
Have you not even like just mucked around and played Ode to Joy?
No, no, I have not.
Twinkle, twinkle?
Nope. I've not, but I should. I should. I've gotten rid of all my sheet music, but I can always just get the iPad and play something on there. Yes. I am challenged. I may not go for a walk, but I will play a little bit of piano.
Or why don't you do both?
At the same time, while juggling and doing a handstand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Bam. I shall boom, do that. Do that. Okay. Have a lovely rest of your Wednesday, Amy, and I will maybe speak to you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Can't wait to be in your ears, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.